Oh, yeah, Spence. I'm so stoked to be back here once again on our Ventura Forward podcast. We're always searching for those tasty waves, hot tunes, fun in the sun, righteous food, and the news across the 805. On this show, we're breaking down our segments of our journalistic point of view as we're meandering throughout the 805 Ventura County with our two unique journalistic points of view, bringing the goods back to our listeners. How you feeling?
Feeling good. Cinco de Mayo weekend. Got a lot of fun happening out there. Go have a good time. May the 4th be with you. For you Star Wars fans, there's so much happening this weekend. The big sports show at the Ventura County Fairgrounds. Good time to be in Ventura.
Oh, what a week. A month it's going to be. I want to have a new calendar coming out. Ventura Forward can't move fast enough. The sponsors, the events, the community opportunity to be involved has never been bigger, has never been brighter than to get involved. And let's start off not only with our event, Spence, but our sponsors, right? Goodwill, Ventura, Santa Barbara Counties, hats off to you. Beach Action Day, May 11th. It's been so fun to talk about Goodwill in the community, about their work service programs, their mission services, their new community center coming. Goodwill's crushing it. The team over in Oxnard, just what a pleasure it's been to work with them and spread the message. And it's easy. When you're doing something that you love, Spence, it's easy. Do you know the feeling I'm talking about?
Yes.
That's the best. And when Ray Fresco's bringing in those tunes, you know you're feeling easy. When you're at the Ventura Music Hall, it's easy. Johnny's, Pete's, Adenic Smoothies, Midtown Grills checking in. Maybe you're getting the coffee from Calorama Coffee. Everyone's been calling, Spence, because they're loving Ventura Forward vibes, and you had one of those protein bowls at Midtown Grill.
Did
you?
Had radishes.
Ooh, radish.
It was awesome. It was really awesome, and the vinyl was the best part. Food's really, really good, but the vinyl was fun.
Food was there. Bark and Bathe there with Paula right there. Get your dog washed. Get your dogs cleaned. We know we got Dee Dee's Dog Spots downtown. Rocks and Drams, Wednesdays, Thursday, filet mignon special. It's a drink. It's a filet. It's a salad. $35 per person. There's not a better deal you're going to get. Okay? So we're rolling through these great sponsors. I may be even forgetting a few. I've been having some juice from Channel Islands. Johnny's stopping by there. I think he was fibbing with me. But he said that over 10 people ordered the Ventura Forward special yesterday.
Wow. That's a lot.
I know.
What is the Ventura Forward special?
Well, I'm so glad you asked, Tom. Thank you. Well, it's going to be a regular crispy beef crunchy taco, a small chicken burrito.
Oh, taco and a burrito.
I wanted to mix it up for you.
Okay. And then we or is it both?
Both.
Okay.
And a small beverage. Okay. So how much do you think this wonderful special cost?
I'm going to say $13.50.
$11.25.
Hey, look at me. Now I left a tip.
That's fine. It's about, and Cristobal, I think, has about $2 off the special. Mm-hmm. So a small business asking for $2 off, that's a big margin. So we see you, and it's about bringing the awareness. Whatever the small business wants to bring, put it in the pot of Ventura Forward, okay? Now let's move this forward, number 93, because our guest in the studio today has no further ado with an introduction. An introduction that goes on pins and needles because not only I'm feeling on fire, everyone around me wants to be on fire, so I'm giving her a lot of credit, okay? She's going into sales. She's going into politics. She's hitting the community road in an important time in the city of Ventura. That's why we've brought her into the studio today. And with all that being said, Spence, Heather Mays, been there and done it before. She put her name on the ballot 4 years ago in an election. And they always say that good politicians get knocked down once, they get up and they come back for more. So, with no further ado, they call her the blonde, the light heavyweight to me, the young lady working in the Ventura County community to bring her opinion bold and loud, episode number 93, Heather May. How you doing?
Hey, thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Good to see you. I'm going to put this right in front of you, right over here, this little camera. Is that okay? You can see exactly what you're seeing, Heather, to all of our Instagram fans.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, guys.
Thank you for following us on Instagram. This podcast is always there. If you're not listening on there, follow us on Spotify. Follow us on our podcast on the Apple. We're always looking to track those numbers. And if you're listening every week, we absolutely love you. But, Heather.
I listen on iHeart.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And then download the app for KVTA as well. You can always get Tom in the morning.
Both on iHeart. Yep.
Do you really?
I do.
Oh, listening to Tom and Rich in the morning, Diana. The best, of course. If you're part of the 805, you know that. we just saw each other. Let's start recently, where you just hosted a meeting about your job, some of your passion, and that was the Ventura County Taxpayers Association hosted a meeting at a new facility you're working at. So I think we can kind of kill two birdies with one stone. Talk to us about some of your recent passions and how you're making your current living.
Yeah, so, I do a lot of things, but the one you're talking about, I'm the sales manager for Holiday Inn Express and Suites, and we did just host the Ventura County Taxpayers Association. They invited the government affairs officers from Con Edison, and they were there to talk about one of the new laws that's going into effect, where the state of California was mandating that Con Edison was going to start basing your rates on how much money you make, and it was ridiculous. I mean, how do you even do that? How do you even begin to do that? And so it was really informative at this meeting. They told us, we're not gonna do that. Basically, if you're part of CARE, which is the lower income program that they have for Con Edison, those people will be paying less. And I mean, it's essentially what we're doing already. So probably the businesses are gonna get the short end of that stick, but it was very informative. As a matter of fact, I was able to talk to Natalie for about an hour afterwards, and she reminded me, first of all, let's do a community service right now. I don't know how many people listening right now realize that on your electric bill, first of all, you're paying 6% in taxes directly to the city of Ventura. That happened back 20 years ago. They passed an ordinance or whatever they did, City of Ventura, City Council, got you a 6% tax, goes directly to the city. And on top of that, what back in 16 or 18, I don't remember exactly, but they opted you in to the Clean Energy Alliance. So when you look at your electric bill, you'll see Clean Energy Alliance. And not only did they opt you into that, and you have to know to get yourself out of there, you have to opt out, they opt you into the cleanest energy level, meaning you're paying a lot more money to have, air quote, clean energy. It's very similar to carbon credits, where you fly a private jet and you go give money to save the forest. That's what it is.
Do you see being like Edison being one of your passions, the relationship with Edison? Who invited Edison into that meeting? That was the Taxpayers Association?
That was all through the Taxpayers Association. We sponsored the event at the hotel. It's Holiday Inn Express and Suites Ventura Harbor. Beautiful hotel. We do have an event coming up, which I'd love to tell you about real quick. And you're all invited. It is May 23rd. We're doing a ribbon cutting because the entire hotel has been renovated. It's such a gorgeous hotel, and we have ocean and harbor views. You have complimentary breakfast overlooking the Ventura Harbor. It's pretty spectacular. We'd love for you to come out, have some fun. We have some raffles. We have a lot of fun things going on that day. A lot of harbor restaurants and harbor businesses, and some surrounding, by the way, are bringing food. It's all complimentary food, drinks. We have some wineries coming. It's going to be a really fun time, so hopefully you'll come. But back to the Con Edison thing.
Hold on a second here. Give me the Edison thing. Yeah. I love where you're going with Edison. Yeah.
Well, just you can go today, get in touch with Clean Energy Alliance. Get yourself, if you want to be clean, go ahead and lower your tier, or just get rid of it altogether. Save yourself some money.
What I'm saying right away is her passion. So listening to our podcast, we have people's motivation and their agenda. Right?
Yeah.
We have an umbrella. We call it share the stoke. Right, Spence?
Yes. Definitely steering the stoke.
Mm-hmm. We share that stoke.
I'm all in.
I'm all in.
He's breaking on through too. Yeah. Heather, as you can see, her excitement here is attracting energy, which I think is awesome because we've had a lot of people in this studio. And you're bubbly and you're fun. And I know when I'm in the room and I'm thinking fast and someone's thinking fast, I'm motivated.
Yeah.
So I want to get to your kind of childhood, because where we're going with Ventura Forward is when you share the stoke, we want to know then, where did you get your ideas from? And we're starting off, whoever we ask in this community, where were you born? Where did you graduate high school from? And why did you come to Ventura?
Okay.
So even when we're doing something in the community, no matter who we're asking, whether it's, you know, John Doe on the streets or Barbara Walters in the hillside. So can we ask you?
Of course.
Where were you born?
So I grew up on Long Island, New York.
Okay, what city?
True story.
What city?
I grew up in Lake Ronkonkoma, Long Island. And
Lake what?
Lake Ronkonkoma.
Lake Ronkonkoma. Spence, you say that.
Lake Ronkonkoma. No.
Is that good?
Is there a P in there? I don't know.
It's
spell it.
R-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K-O-N-K K-O-M-A.
Okay.
You repeat. You repeat
that. Ronkonkoma.
You repeat what she just spelled.
Yeah, whatever.
I can't.
Capital R, then some letters. I don't know.
Ronkonkoma.
My mom was Ronkonkoma. A New Yorker.
That's yeah, the Long. That's the Long Island version of how you say
Long
it.
Lake Ronkonkoma. That's the. Oh my! I don't know if she's. I don't know if her campaign's gonna be able to get past that. Okay.
I went to Sachem High School.
Sachem High School.
Yes.
What was your mascot? The Sasquatches.
Flaming Arrow.
Flaming Arrow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Where's the dignity in that?
Yeah. Flaming Arrow is how interesting.
Did you bond as an arrow?
Were
you arrows?
So Long Island, you know, we're one of the original, we're sure. part of the original 13 colonies. Mm-hmm. And so we have a huge history with Native Americans, and we named a lot of things after Native Americans. And we saw it as an honor to do that. It was, you know, a thing of beauty, and we recognize and appreciate the culture, and that's why.
So you say the high school, so when you were growing up there in Lake...
Ronkonkoma.
Well, what's the population of Lake Ronkonkoma?
That is a question I do not know the answer to. It has exploded, the population on Long Island.
Well, when you were there, was it 5,000, 10,000, 100,000?
My high school, I graduated with 1,300 kids, my senior class.
Whoa, Lake Ronkonkoma. Yeah. Tell me you're shocked at that number.
That's a big number. That was like my entire high school, I think.
That might have been the most shocking number I've had in the podcast history. Lake Ronkonkoma. And so this high school,
Sachem High School, yeah.
Sachem High School is in downtown Ronkonkoma.
No, it's actually
how far away from the lake.
15 minutes.
Okay.
We all used to, you know, as kids, we would all drive. Like hundreds of us would go to, like, speaking of the lake, there'd be massive parking lots, and we'd be hanging out there. It was like the best of times. Okay. I grew up in an amazing.
Okay,
time.
So you're in high school and you're graduating. And you're the Arrows. What's your dealie, Bob? Are you like cheerleader? Are you in ASB? Are
none
you
of
in
the above.
The robotics club? Are you like what's going on?
None of the art. I was an art major. I love art, and I'm still into it to this day. But that was my focus.
Art major.
Mm-hmm.
So after high school, did you go to college?
I did. I went to Suffolk Community College, and then I went to FIT, which is Fashion Institute of Technology in New York City. Mm-hmm. I did not graduate, though, like, to be clear. But I did go to school for 4 years.
I'm a non-graduate here as well.
I went to college. I did have a really good experience. And yeah.
So you lived in New York?
I did.
So you went from Long Island, and now you're in the city.
Yeah.
And fill us in with what year did you graduate high school?
1987.
87. Okay, thank you. Because that's always the big point there, because then everyone can kind of steer where you're at, those magic questions. Thank you, Heather. 87, Spence. And so fill us in. So you're a designer, you're in New York, you're a young lady, you've got to be like almost on top of the world here. Empire State Building is close by. Where did your life take you to get you across the nation to Ventura?
You know, it's a...
Whoa, look out. That happens.
Ventura's
busy.
Party.
Oh, yeah. Phone never stops here, Ventura Ford.
No, so it's actually a pretty crazy story. I was actually working at Dean Witter Intercapital at the World Trade Center. This was in the beginning. Oh, I was working there before that, but in February of 1993, they actually bombed the World Trade Center. I was working on the 72nd floor, and I had to walk down all those steps.
That was in the basement or the carport, correct?
It was in Tower, I want to say it was in Tower 1, and I was in Tower 2. And within 15 minutes, the entire building was full of black smoke.
Oof.
And we had to walk single file down these stairs. And it was right around lunchtime, so I was getting ready to go to lunch, and I actually had to do something, and I stayed back. I'm so happy to this day to say that I was able to stay back. First of all, I'm alive. Secondly, I would have been stuck in an elevator for hours on end, and I was so fortunate. Something, you know, happened, and just freak thing, and I was able to get out of there. But long story short, they moved. It was pretty traumatic. The whole thing was pretty wild. And most people don't even remember that it happened. We were bombed.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
That was during the Clinton administration.
Yeah, it was 30 years ago.
And I'm sure it was like a bomb in the car garage underneath.
It is. 8 people died.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and
man.
And
wow.
They say that there were enough explosives to actually take the building down. But thankfully, I'm very happy to say that they did not succeed that day. Unfortunately, you know, back in 2001 they did. And it was, you know, overall it was a really traumatic time. But I had family out here, and I had been thinking about moving out here anyway. And that was really just the catalyst for me. Like, I don't want to go to New
Where
Jersey.
Where was your family at here? What do you mean here? Where were they?
Oh, in California.
Where in California?
Simi Valley and Camarillo.
Oh, Simi Valley.
Yeah.
So you come out and you're thinking, I'm moving out. This is what year?
Moving out. 93.
93.
Mm-hmm.
And what was your first job? What did you get into? What's happening?
So I actually, my first job out here was PSI Bearings. And then I got married, had some kids, and I started doing daycare. So I was a stay-at-home mom. And that was my main priority for my kids growing up. And my kids grew, we lived here in Ventura, so I've been in Ventura for over 30 years.
Your kids went to a public school in Ventura?
They did.
What schools?
They started out at Sarah School, then they went to Citrus Glen. They all went to Balboa. They went to Buena, and then two of my kids went to Camino Real. They did the high school college track. It was really good, and I highly recommend that. Anybody
yeah,
out
that's
there?
Cool. Great yeah. information about yeah. you. Not to get too personal, but you have like two or three kids.
I have four.
Four children. Mm-hmm. And they all went through public school in Ventura.
Yeah.
And they all graduated pretty yeah. much. With the
They're
community.
All, oh, my youngest.
Where are they at? And can we ask about if boys, girls, or?
I have a stepson, mm-hmm. two daughters, and a son.
Wonderful.
Yeah. They're all amazing. They're all very cool people.
And they're all off doing their thing now.
They are. My youngest is 24.
24. Because mm-hmm. we talk about, you know, going away and coming back.
Yeah.
And again, not to get too personal, but did they leave the nest per se, and are some of them still in Ventura? How has that been for a scenario for a Ventura mom? Because
yeah.
I'll be honest, I kind of have the parents, I'm in my own thing. My kids are in middle school.
Yeah.
Tom relates to you a little bit. Tom's got children in 20s in high school as well.
Yeah.
And so how have you done with kids moving away, and how's that happening?
Yeah, actually one of my daughters did move to Colorado for a few years. She loved it. It was really beautiful. And it was a fun experience for her, but she's back in Ventura. Actually, all of my kids live in Ventura. They're all in Ventura.
Working mom, Spence, in Ventura, four kids.
Yeah.
Working and getting after it, and then she wants to run for city council. Heather, let's talk about, I think, our motivation. So we now know you're currently working at the Holiday Inn. You've got passion for your children.
I'm also a real estate agent. I do property inspections.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
I stay busy.
No, and please let me know right now if you're feeling anything. Is there anything... Before I get into like what your motivation's about, like that would be your stoke. So am I identifying some of your stoke as the passion for your four children?
Oh, I'm obsessed with my children.
Yeah.
And their dogs.
Your children and your dogs. Yes. That's your number one?
Yeah.
So we're doing our inner circle. It's obviously you first and then your children. And then that's awesome.
Yeah.
And so you're just kind of just working and being mom.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We have the motivations checked off, Spence.
Yes, we do.
Good.
Yeah. Got mine too.
Yeah.
What are your motivations?
Kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we live in such a... Ventura is... It's such a spectacular place to live. And my kids really were fortunate to grow up in a time... I call it Mayberry, right? Like the Andy Griffith Show for everybody who doesn't know what that is. It was such an idyllic place to live. We lived on the east end of Ventura. And we were just... We lived in the most sublime place. Mm-hmm. And I've just seen the decline happening... At such a rapid pace, and it's, you know, it's fixable. It's all fixable, and I have been involved locally in politics and also county and statewide for a really long time, and more in the background, just staying involved because you see what's happening, and you're like, well, we're trusting the people in charge to fix it, but they're not, or at least let me put it this way, we have differences of opinion. How about that? I don't agree with how they're handling
things. Let's get into it. So we have the motivation here of Heather May, episode number 93, Ventura Forward podcast. We've got about 5 minutes left here as we're moving and grooving throughout our week. This goes always on Fridays, once a week. The listeners shouting out thank you to the sponsors. If you want to be involved more, let me know. The faithful listeners, get involved. We're going to get into Heather's agenda right now, but we've heard about her motivations, why she wants to run for city council, for that preservation of the Ventura lifestyle. We've talked about a little bit right now briefly about the changes she's seen living here on the east side the last year to the 30 years of the quality of life that I think she wants to instill for the future to restore her reference of Mayberry. You know, do you call it Ventucky? we talk about my family, Heather. My grandparents moved here in the 30s from Bakersfield. My other grandparents moved here to the late 20s from Wyoming. There's always a story, there's always a place in time. That's what Ventura Forward's welcoming about. So let's get into the brass tacks. You're running for Ventura City Council, coming up with an election in November for the college district, which is called District 3.
Right.
District 3 was where Mike Johnson was at for the first time. He said verbally he's not going to be running.
Right.
That doesn't make sure he's not running for sure.
Yeah.
Means it verbal. He could step off of that. It wouldn't look good with the voters. But then again, he also has, I believe, some of the most votes of any election in the history of Ventura. Okay? So his campaign was strong. He's currently in a litigation against the city with a lawyer named Ron Bamier, who also represents the current city attorney, which is a sidebar note maybe for a different podcast.
That's an amazing podcast.
Yes, it would be, right? Yeah. Maybe we should invite Ron into the old studio. What do you think, Spence?
I'm in.
You're in on that one, too? Let's go. So far we've had the name Clint Garman announce that he's coming out publicly. There's also District Number 7, where Alex Mangone has announced he's coming out publicly. Also, Mayor Joe Schrader has announced he's coming out publicly. Moving to the Hillside, District 1, no, they call that, what is that, District 2, I guess?
Two,
thank you. Doug Halter has publicly announced. So, we're looking for one more horse to go into District 2. That's the current landscape, Spence, and we're on it. And that's way right ahead of Ren. We're going to be making a slate on candidates that we want to only not know that they're transparent. They're reaching out to Ventura Forward. Hopefully they do a podcast. They're going to be part of the debate, which we're going to have again. You're going to host a debate with me, right?
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
I mean,
can't wait.
You're going to be ready for that debate, Heather?
Heck yeah.
Heather's ready for the debate. So I'm going to give you, with our platform again, the chance to learn the most about them. So Heather, in the next 3 to 5 minutes, which is always not a short time, but it's, you know, a really receivable length of period for listeners, especially on social media. Give us some of your agenda. We know Ventura Forward's safety, public engagement, beautification, recreation, and the land. That's how we've kind of simplified our stuff. We want to hear it from Heather now. We're going to go back on the camera. Let's go. Okay. So, Heather, give us the motivation for your campaign. How are you going to get things done? Spencer doesn't want to hear about the problems right now. I want to hear about how you're going to immediately get things done from day one in your first 4 years with action. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I feel like you have to talk about the problems to talk about the solutions.
Sure, please.
And I think the biggest problem that we're facing as a city, well, I see it as a massive problem, is Ventura Water Pure. When I was running in 2020, I thought it was a flight of fancy. I did not think this was something that anybody would ever take seriously, that they would ever move forward with it. We had so many other plausible and affordable options, and to not put something as significant as this on the ballot is unbelievable. Back in 2020, what do we have on the ballot? We had two initiatives on the ballot specifically for the city. One, they asked voters, hey, do you want to tax an industry that's not currently legal at that time? Cannabis was not legal in the city of Ventura, but they put an initiative on the ballot. Do we want to overtax this new business that we're going to welcome into the city? I said no to that, by the way. I don't like taxing people. I don't like overtaxing people. I would have opposed that. I think they're going to make enough revenue for us with the tax base as it is. We don't need to overdo it. But everybody else, it overwhelmingly passed. And the other one was the transportation, which I was in support of because our roads, even back in 2020, were terrible. They are still a huge issue. I heard one of the city council members mentioning, oh, you know, it's all because of the rain, and that could be so, but you see what's out there. It is a massive problem. It affects people on a daily basis. Our roads have become undrivable in a lot of areas, like actually undrivable. And so for me, one of the first things that I would be working on is, first of all, you got to get together with 7 other people that we all have different opinions on how things should be done. And so
absolutely,
to me, first things first, what do we agree with? What are the most, like you just were talking about your 5 points, your stoke and everything. And to me, I have a list of what I find important. Ventura Water Pure, getting rid of it, stopping it in its tracks.
Saying, number one is no Ventura Water Pure.
Absolutely.
Number two.
Stop it. Number two, the roads, transportation.
So even though budget's increased by 300-400% in our current CIP.
It's still not enough money.
Still not enough.
It's not enough.
So we're going to go more. So you think potholes, you putting your adjustable capital improvement budget, right? Because we all know that.
All hands on deck to the streets.
Number three.
Full stop.
Number three, please.
Homeless.
Homeless?
Yeah.
And you're talking about homeless, and this is
the
where we
unsheltered homeless. We have a lot of sheltered homeless people, but it's the unsheltered people. When I was running back in 2020 and I met with police and fire, They told me that 50% of police and fire resources go directly to the unsheltered homeless population. That is an extraordinary amount of money in our budget to be focusing on a few hundred people. Not only that, but what they are doing to our river bottoms, the amount of trash on our in our river bottoms, you want to talk about an impact on your what is the word?
I like where you're going, but I'm not hearing solutions. Give me solutions.
Oh, well, my first solution would be, and again, I have to do this collectively with the city council, but we're going to start making it very uncomfortable for them to do what they're doing. So I'll give you an example at the hotel. When I first got there, they were constantly coming into the hotel. They were breaking into rooms. They're breaking into the hotel, stealing things from guests. They're coming into our breakfast room where you're getting a complimentary breakfast. You're paying a lot of money to stay at my hotel. And you got some guy walking in, shoving his hands in the food. And so, absolutely not. So very kindly, very compassionately, we have them out of there. And guess what? It doesn't happen anymore. That's what you do. You make it so uncomfortable and so inconvenient that they move along. Does that solve the problem as a whole? Well, it solves a big problem. It solves our problem of having to deal with people on a regular basis urinating and defecating in the streets. It's unbelievable that we allow that to go on. It goes on all over the place, all the time. You know how you make it stop? You have your police. Now, we do have a homeless department for the police. There is a homeless department, but we have to make it uncomfortable. We can't just go there and be like, how's your day going? You know, is there something we can do for you? Absolutely not. You cannot be doing that. You have to move along.
So three would be working with the police department to increase our city ordinances to be a little bit more proactive in making it tougher to be a vagrant and to be arrested.
Absolutely.
Number four.
Yeah.
I want Ventura 4 would love 5.
You want 5? Okay. I feel like it's important to focus on the first three. Those are the primary, but you know,
But unfortunately for first three, those are my low-hanging fruit, right? Yeah. So if I'm going 4 or 5, I like to feel the in-depthness of your agenda.
Okay.
Because I could call anybody in this studio right now.
Okay.
Of course, you're not anybody. You're Heather May.
Yeah.
And you're very special.
So we can talk about the budget.
Give me number 4.
So that would be the budget and
finance. You're talking about budget and finance with Mr. Greg Morley. What are you seeing there?
Yeah. First of all, I think he just recently came out with the 2024-25 budget, and I think he did a great presentation. I just think that we have a huge pop. We have over 700 employees in the city of Ventura, and a lot of them make a lot of money.
Okay.
And I think that we have an unfunded pension situation that we need to address. We're not addressing it. We don't even discuss it. So that would be my fourth tenant. We definitely need to get that under wraps.
To opening up more of a pension conversation.
Yeah, and then,
Whoa, that's a can of worms.
It's a huge can of worms, and that's why nobody talks about it.
Spends you like that.
So that's why I'm saying, you know, I'd like to stick to the top three that I'm talking about. Those are massive issues to get under wraps.
P.S. If you haven't noticed yet, there was a rule he cannot say more than one word at a time in this podcast.
Is that what's happening right now? Okay, because behind the scenes, we talk a lot.
Oh, no, I have put him
I was
in
wondering, he's very quiet today.
He got caught for an aggressive cross-check last night, and he's in the old paley
device. Oh, okay.
Ice stick.
Okay.
Number 5.
So, okay, what did we talk about? So we did the homeless, we talked
about... You got water pure, no. You want to go with that. Potholes, you want to increase budget massively. Homelessness, you're looking for more presence and awareness with the police department to be proactive.
Yeah.
And you went into the budget in depth about talking about creating more money off of more pension awareness in the future. How am I doing on the recap?
That is an excellent recap.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So since I'm forcing you...
You're hired. No, I'm just kidding.
Since I'm hired... Well, I am doing a podcast, of course. Since I'm doing this and putting you in a virtual headlock for number 5, what's coming to your mind as we wrap up this podcast?
So it would just encompass everything that we just talked about, but the beautification of our city, I think, is very important. And I see a lot... Santa Barbara, in terms of beauty...
Mm-hmm.
Is definitely somebody that I would look to. I think what they've done with their general plan and the beautification of their city,
mm-hmm.
I would love to see some of that going on. Right now, there's a lot to be desired, and there are a lot of areas that I'm not really sure why we're not replanting where...
Get more specific. So you want to beautify, you just said planting, you want to put more plants places?
Trees.
Oh, she's jumping on the urban forest bandwagon. See the Spence?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
So you're in agreement that we need to fill our 10,000 to 12,000 empty tree wells.
Absolutely.
Because you're tired of...
But that's on the... Yeah, so my my top three are the things that we talked about, and that's all encompassing. But yeah, I do think so.
Nothing you can solve.
I think that we, you know, in the effort and attempts to go green and save water. By the way, I want to do a public announcement right now.
Go.
California, you're never running out of water. Okay.
Okay.
Full stop. You're never running out of water. What they did with these plastic lawns, the rock gardens, they're so unappealing to look at, and I think it's going to come back to haunt us. And environmentally, not friendly to the environment at all, okay? Rock gardens are not helpful. Plastic grass is not helpful. We need trees. We need plants. We need grass, quite frankly. So, yeah, that would be my fifth.
Well, no, you're right. I think that people want to hear not only your specifics to Ventura, but let's hear a little bit about Heather, Spence. Actually, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. There's a few topics that interest me.
Do you want to ask me questions right now?
Not questions, just more of a reaction. It's like with the homeless. You cannot stay here. We're going to move you here.
Yeah.
We should have the right to move and help people as kindly as we possibly can.
Right, kindness.
But you cannot stay here. That's not where it's going to be. And once you get it back together, and I always look at, and I know it's another council guy, Jim Duran, his programs have worked pretty well, where they take people off the street, they rehab them, they go off to success. But this idea of patting somebody on the head and sending them off doesn't work.
It's bananas.
It clearly doesn't work.
Absolutely. First of all, we have a lot of programs available to people right here in the city. Explain to me how come the city of Ventura and the city of Oxnard, we have the highest concentration of homeless, and specifically unsheltered homeless. Why is that? We have 110,000 people in the city of Ventura, and we have an Oxnard, what, they're double our population, right?
Mm-hmm.
So explain to me how we're almost neck and neck with the unsheltered, and why are we bearing the brunt of it? Why? There's Moore Park. What is Moore Park has
are you
five
really, are you really? Is this an open-ended question? Are you really asking? Because man here does have the answer. So
I know.
Be careful when you answer those type of open-ended questions.
I do think, I mean, it sounds uncool and unkind, but the reality is they're doing what they're allowed to do. They're doing it because they get away with it. Because there is a...
Well, it's easier too.
It's
less
easier.
People are gonna hate you. You know, less people are gonna think that you're in their business. I mean,
I'm not trying to hate people, by the way. If you want to live like that, go ahead. Just not, not in my backyard. Hi, how about that?
Go, Heather. Go right
how
now.
How about that? You spend a lot of money to live here. How about we don't have people urinating and defecating in our streets?
When you have kids who want to go hiking, like we used to do in the Canoe Valley, hiking in the parks and in the many Barrancas. Yeah, there's some beauties there, like Wildwood. I don't want my kid walking by a homeless camp when he's trying to just catch pollywogs.
Yeah.
Which we used to be able to do.
You know what? I'll wrap up with a fun story. Okay.
This is your wrap-up rant right now.
This is my wrap-up rant. So both of my daughters have really amazing dogs. And one of them is a pit bull. He's a blue-nosed pit named Brody. And we like to walk him away from other people. So we go to areas like kind of over by Skating Plus. There's that building that doesn't have a lot going on anymore. It's kind of by that church and Skating Plus, and we walk over there. And a lot of the homeless campers they've been doing it for years. They park over there. And one day we're walking, and this guy hops out of his car. He's got two lizards, like just blue-belly lizards, on his shirt. And he starts screaming at us. And he's like, stop stalking me. You're stalking me. I'm going to kill your dog. And he's as close as you and I are.
Mm-hmm.
And he's screaming at us. Well, needless to say, he doesn't know I'm a Long Island girl. I'm not the calmest person when somebody confronts me. And so I match his energy, and we're going back. And then my daughter is my daughter, and so we're, you know, matched energy. And the dog, who you'd think would be the biggest problem, was like, okay, I think I'm going to sit this one out. But the reality is, I mean, this happens all the time. I have people telling me stories. That guy could have killed us. He could have lunged at us with a knife. We had a witness. The building owner happened to be there, and he's like, are you guys okay? He could have pulled a knife on us. Thankfully, he didn't. And actually, I think we took him off guard, and he left. But, I mean, that kind of stuff goes on all the time. I have people telling me somebody had in their own backyard, a guy with a hatchet in their backyard. This stuff goes on all the freaking time.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we putting up with this?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. No. Done.
Let's get it there, Heather. Well, thank you for coming into the podcast today and explain yourself. You know, I didn't give you the famous line that I said, is there anything else I'm going to give it to Spence for about 30 seconds and come back to you so you think about it for a second about how to close it up here.
Sure.
Spence, you have a good time.
Yes, but the idea of people getting taxed because they make more money, a lot of people make more money because they work two jobs. They work their own job harder. There are business people who are working 70 hours a week. Oh, you're making so much money. They're working their butts off to do it. Yeah. So to charge them more for that is outrageous. It's a crime.
And that's right. Where the politics are going. And not saying it's left or right or blue or red. You can stay in those bubbles, but we got to move it forward as voters. We've got to get common sense. We've got to get people who make those decisions to be in there on those right spots. And that's why we're coming and bringing Heather in today.
Yeah.
She has put her name not once, but now twice on the ballot. Whether you agree or disagree, toughest question. Are you registered Democrat, Independent, or Republican?
Republican.
There it is. She's quick with it. These are the things we got to know about our people. So when we're knowing to vote, it's about, do you bring politics into this? You know this is obviously a nonpartisan position, correct?
Yes, a nonpartisan position.
Okay, nonpartisan position. So closing up in 30 seconds, what did you want to close with? Go.
Yeah,
anything we forgot or no? There doesn't have to be.
No, actually, I think we covered so much.
Cool.
And I really appreciate you both having me here. I always love hanging out with both of you and talking. I think we have a lot in common. And I think for residents in the city of Ventura, we all have a lot in common. And it doesn't matter what side of the political aisle you're on. What matters is what's affecting all of us. And everything I talked about today, it affects us all. It doesn't matter where you stand on political ideology. I get along with everybody, by the way. I have no reason to be combative. I want the same things that you want. I love living in Ventura. I think Ventura is a beautiful piece of heaven on earth, and I want to keep it that way. And I want to keep it for the people that live here already. I'm not really sure who we didn't even talk about housing.
Maybe we'll get closer. That note, you now know, or there's no questions to be asked. Ventura Ford's put in the hard work, so you can see that you now know Heather May. She told you about her past, her present, and some of her future. Thank you for coming in. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
That's why we're doing the community for you, so you know. The only woman that I know of looking to run for Ventura City Council. Do you want diversity? Do you want different voices? This is one you can vote for. We're going to tell you who we're going to vote for in November, so stay tuned watching. Until next time, let's go!